We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam. This is Droid, joined by Chris Owen. Let's talk game week 25 in the Premier League. We got 8 bets coming for everyone. Chris, you're fresh off a 3-1 week, and we finally got back on the team parlay. We hit our team parlay last week, so congrats to you. Congrats to me. Congrats to your 3-1 record. You got your Chelsea money line. They came back in the second half and looked like a real team, so congrats to that. And it doesn't look like Roy Hodgson is keeping his job. So, unfortunately,
is he officially out?
He had a press conference set for this morning, and Crystal Palace tweeted out like an hour ago, Roy Hodgson has come down with an illness, and he won't be able to make his press conference. So, it doesn't seem like Hodgson's going to be making Monday's game.
Huh. Well, unfortunate for Roy. It was always kind of going to be the thing. He's been under the hot seat for, feels like, what's been like 3 to 4 weeks, maybe even longer. Also, it hasn't been helped by injuries whatsoever. He's missing his two top playmakers, Eze and Elise. And, yeah, you know, one of those may be like a bit of a question mark on why did he come into the game, and that being Elise. So too bad for Roy. Obviously, you know, well-respected all around the game. But yeah, coming off back-to-back, might I add, 3-1 weeks. So I'm fired up to get back to it. We got like 4 games, and I mean, we had a little Champions League during the week. It sounds like maybe you had a little success on a couple corners bets.
That's right. Champions League corner bets. That's what we're all about. My Champions League corner bet, actually. So I took race to 5 corners with Real Sociedad at PSG. That ended up hitting. It was plus 360, and that inspired a bunch of my bets for this week. So let's see if we can keep the race to 5 corners bets going. They're always some of the more difficult ones, but of course, when it's plus 360. So that one, Real Sociedad got the 5th corner, and then I think PSG got like the next 5, and then I think it finished like 9-6 on corners for PSG. So maybe, I don't want to say lucky, but fortunate is what I'll say with that one. But we got 3 games that we're talking about here. Rotowire.com/soccer. You can go to the betting pages, and we have odds to compare at 4 different sites. And we're going to be going into all these games, checking out line movement. The first game we got Fulham are at home against Aston Villa. Bit of a weird one, just in terms of, maybe not weird, but just in terms of form, in terms of injuries. Oddly, the odds haven't really changed. We got Fulham sitting at, what do we got, plus 200 to win. Aston Villa are plus 130 to win. The draw is plus 275. You can get over 2.5 goals is minus 170. Under 2.5 goals is plus 135. So Aston Villa picked up another season-ending injury last week. Their main defensive midfielder, Boubacar Kamara, is out for the season. So that adds to the list of Ezri Konsa, adds to Tyrone Mings, adds to Buendia. This week, Diego Carlos, another center back, picked up a hamstring issue in training. So they got a bunch of issues. And in addition to them not really playing at their highest level over the past couple weeks, now they go to Fulham. Fulham are going to get Alex Iwobi back from AFCON. So he was starting pretty much every match before he went went away for about a month for the African Cup of Nations. So they're getting him back. A bit of a boost, but Fulham are coming off a nice win themselves. So how much are you putting into Aston Villa injuries? Because I'm kind of surprised the line movement just really hasn't changed in terms of Aston Villa's odds, despite, you know, another center back going down, despite their, you know, their engine in the midfield is kind of going down as well. So what do you make of the odds here and Aston Villa in this situation?
Yeah, definitely concerning. I mean, Kamara's played, he's played 20 matches. He started 20 matches. He's been a consistent player for them there. This one, you said it was odd at first. We haven't seen any line movement. We have not seen, it's not like Aston Villa haven't been terribly inconsistent away from home, but at home, I think they've dropped three straight in the league. Looking at their recent away form, they've been okay. They lost a recent Premier League game to Man United, but other than that, they tied Bournemouth away. They beat Brentford. They tied Everton, and they, you know, just beat the doors off Sheffield United away. So they've been okay, but like there's some very concerning form, you know, in the grander picture, at least at home. So, and then you look at Fulham, and Fulham is an interesting team here. They've actually been quite good at home recently in the league. Beat Bournemouth. Drew Everton, beat Arsenal at home. That was back. I mean, that was back in December. So take that for what it is. And you know, going back, they also lost to Burnley and beat West Ham. So I'm looking at all those recent results. It was tough for me to kind of like narrow down. All right, do I like one team or another? There's been a lot of goals. There's been a draw, scoreless draws. It's no sort of consistency on the results. There was some interesting lines where you could see a little bit of value. I mean, we have Aston Villa as a money line bet away from home. That one, you know, first popped out to me, but they're plus 135. I think Fulham's a good enough team where they can get points at home. So I kind of avoided that. You think maybe, you know, both teams are able to score. You can get both teams to score no draw. That's plus 120. And then, you know, if you're going along those lines, I kind of typically look at the over 1.5s because we're expecting goals and somebody's got to win that. So your Aston Villa over 1.5 is minus 110 and Fulham over 1.5 is plus 120. But I really saw a ton of value and I want the corners route here. I think I had I've been a little about 50-50 on the corners here the last couple of weeks, but I think the corners bet last week hit, if I recall. And then, so anyways, you look at the handy dandy RotoWire cheat sheet. We've got, you can toggle off all sorts of things here too, where you can overall, how many corners are they averaging? One per match. You can go to conceded per match. You can go home, away, and just, you know, kind of looking at all of them across the board. I found that, I like the corners under 10.5. It's minus 125. So you're getting a little bit of value, but not a ton. I feel like this is one of the safest bet I could find. I couldn't get quite a feel for whether I would, you know, lean towards either team. Villa, of course, lacking the form, Fulham being, you know, Fulham. And so I just trended towards the corners bet. And, you know, I don't know if I stole a bet here from you, but I didn't have enough gumption or enough willpower to take any sort of team in this bet. So I'm on the corners bet.
Yeah, as Chris said, we basically matched. So I did my bets yesterday. Chris did his late at night. I got them in the morning, and we matched two of our four bets, which, again, we always say, you know, groupthink here. Our minds are starting to meld together as the season goes along on what we think about these teams, and we talk every week about them. So I actually did have something opposite in this one. So this morning, yesterday, I had over 5.5 corners in the second half. And then I was inspired by Race to Five Corners. I was inspired by, maybe inspired is not the wrong word,
inspired, but I love it.
Boubacar Kamara being out. I looked into that one a little more. And if you just look at some of Aston Villa's results without Boubacar Kamara, they just don't have a replacement for Kamara in their midfield, which is pretty sizable. Like they're going to move John McGinn to a more central role to play next to Douglas Luiz kind of thing. And McGinn hasn't really been playing there this season. So if you look at some of the results without Kamara, 2-2 at Bournemouth, 1-1 home against Sheffield United. The Bournemouth game, these were all in December. 1-1 home against Sheffield United. They needed a late equalizer to get 1 point off of Sheffield United at home. The 3-2 loss at Manchester United, in which they allowed three goals in the second half. 3-2 home game against Burnley, another game in which they needed, I believe it was in stoppage time, they needed another goal. Home against Burnley. So just not a lot of positive results. I mean, we see the over 2.5 is like minus 170. I may look at something like Fulham over 1.5 goals. Based off of, you know, Rodrigo Muniz got a brace last week, I believe, looking, as good. You can say as good as Raul Jimenez, because Raul Jimenez hadn't been that good this season, but he's out with an injury. But I'm going with this race to five corners bet. So Fulham are a team that can get corners. And Aston Villa without Kamara, I think there's going to be issues there trying to win the ball, trying to hold the ball. And that's going to lead to Fulham corners. This is also at Craven Cottage. So that's another boost. And we're getting plus odds on it. So Fulham race to five corners, plus 125. Chris has under 10.5 corners at minus 125. So we're basically looking like Fulham finish
five
with
corners, Aston Villa two.
Yeah, okay. Exactly five corners, we'll say. Exactly Fulham five corners.
That would mess up my bet.
Yeah, and then there'd be no sweat for Chris. I guess that's what he's hoping for. He doesn't want Aston Villa to someone to get like a corner in the final in the 99th minute, something like that.
I messaged this to Adam last weekend, but there's no sweat like a corner sweat.
There's not. I mean, I was talking about that Real Sociedad had PSG won, and I think PSG went up
with corner, and you're like,
PSG went up 3-2, and then Sociedad got like three in a row, and it was like, there we go. Don't got to worry about anything else. Don't worry about Mbappe putting in a goal or PSG scoring. Those don't matter. I don't care if PSG score a couple goals here. I already won my corner bet. We're good. We're good to go.
You also love to see the corner that's headed out for another corner. You know,
like, yeah, that definitely happened. That's like the biggest boost to these race to five corner, race to three corners bets. Cause you know, you can get 2-3 in a row and that just makes your life a little bit easier. That did happen once for me yesterday. So maybe we can get that happen again. Maybe, you know, Emiliano Martinez will knock a couple out from a corner just to be safe. Just to be safe. Well, yeah, the goalkeeper of the year.
Yeah.
Good for him. Next game we got is the title of the show. We're moving on to this Chelsea-Manchester City match. We are talking about one Sunday game, Sheffield-Brighton. But we got Manchester City home against Chelsea. Manchester City were in Copenhagen on Tuesday. Got a win there. Chelsea somewhat form two matches, if we can consider that good form. Manchester City are minus 290 to win. Chelsea are plus 700. The draw is plus 475. And then we're looking at over 3.5 goals is plus 120. Under 3.5 is minus 145. If everyone remembers, last time these teams played a little more than a month ago is 4-4. Crazy game back and forth, goals. And I think that kind of led to, this is one of the bets where me and Chris had the same exact single game parlay actually. Chris has taken that one, but injury wise, we don't really have too much. Thiago Silva went down in Chelsea's last game. Bernardo Silva went down midweek. Vardy all's out for a little bit. I guess Grealish also went out, but he wasn't expected to start anyway. So, I mean, Manchester City's lineup is Manchester City's lineup. You know, I don't have De Bruyne projected to start here, but he could start, or he could go on at halftime for 45 minutes. I'm not sure how much that matters. We'll see. Manchester City do have a double game week, so they're again, they got the Saturday Tuesday turnaround. So, we'll see if De Bruyne is ready to start, you know, three games in the matter of 8 days. I think that's one of the questions for City entering a double game week. Now with Champions League going on as well. But Manchester City are at home. And, you know, since the return of Haaland, since the return of De Bruyne, it's looked like they're back to usual, I guess I'll say.
Yeah. I'm going to address a quick comment from Stephen Parada here. He's a friend of the show. He said it's Bob season. Are we going to get a look at Oscar Bob in the starting lineup at all? I mean, they have a double game week. They've got, what is it? Chelsea and then Brentford, I want to say, or Luton, one of the two.
It's Brentford. Liverpool have Luton. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, we might get a look at Oscar Bob, who I also did not know was Norwegian, but he had that massive goal against Newcastle. Recently, maybe like a month ago, where, you know, maybe 2 weeks, everything blends together this time of the year. But we might see a little rotation after a pretty, they kind of cruised to a 3-1 win over Copenhagen on Tuesday. But yeah, you mentioned that we had the exact same bet on that I sent to you last night. And honestly, when I put it together, I was looking at all the numbers, obviously trying to find a way that I could take Manchester City money line and something else. I was like, all right, this is a pretty good bet here. So I don't think, you know, not that you wouldn't take it, but I didn't think that you would have it. And that was, you know, you look at a couple things here. I was like, Manchester City money line and over 2.5 is -130. I was like, oh, that's easy. That's a safe play. But then I looked at Manchester City money line and over 3.5, that's +135. We got to do that. I think there's going to be 4 goals here. You mentioned last time out, it was 4-4. I couldn't avoid that. And also, I looked at both teams to score, yes, and that was -132. So I was like, well, we got to just – I don't see a way that Chelsea wins this, frankly. I think Manchester, they've won, what is it, like 9 straight, 10 straight? It's the time of the year where they just go on their, like, death march and kind of just win everything in front of them. So I wouldn't be surprised to see City, you know, again, take this. Chelsea, you know, we haven't seen any resemblance of consistency from them this year. Yes, they've won 2 in a row. Yes, you know, a couple of decent wins, 3-1 away to Aston Villa, 3-1 over Crystal Palace on a Monday. Come from behind too, but it's not like we've seen them like go and blow teams away. So I'm on City money line over 3.5. I think we see, you know, it's probably like 3-1 or even 4. Like I could see this getting away from Chelsea pretty quick here. Yeah, that's where I'm at on this one.
I was just going to say, we haven't seen Chelsea blow anyone away. They kind of blew Aston Villa away in the FA Cup game. It was kind of surprising. They got some early goals. They went up 3-0. That game was a bit surprising there. But as you mentioned, consistency, like you mentioned the 3-1 wins, 3-1 wins at Crystal Palace, at Aston Villa. Before that, they lost 4-2 at home against Wolverhampton. Do we believe in this team just yet? We talked about them last week. Again, we talked about that Crystal Palace Chelsea game, and I kind of had the same thought. It's like, should we believe in Chelsea just yet? I'm still kind of there. Okay, beating on Crystal Palace, who you know don't have some of their top guys, didn't have Gahey either, their top center back. So you're going with Man City money line over 3.5. That has moved around a little bit. That was +160 yesterday. It's +150 now. And I'm kind of on the same thought process here. So I got Manchester City -1.5 at -110. I just think this is it. This is the Manchester City time, as you said. This is the death march of Manchester City. And I'm not going to trust Chelsea to keep Manchester City, Erling Haaland, out of the back of the net. And I mean, you could argue that, okay, Thiago Silva is 39 years old. He's old, but he's probably their vocal leader on the back line, you could argue. So, they're going to be looking at, is Levi Colwill going to start back there? Well, I guess probably, because I believe Badiashile is also injured. So it's probably going to be Colwill, depending on the status of Thiago Silva, it's probably going to be Colwill and Disasi. So you remove Thiago Silva, who has basically been, you know, the guy in their back line for the past couple of years, no matter the manager, no matter his age, kind of a thing. So you remove him. Now you're going against this City team that's kind of firing, maybe outside of Haaland, who didn't score midweek, but maybe gets a hat trick today or in this game. So I think this is going to be, we're going to get at least 3 goals from Manchester City. So maybe you want to bet over 2.5 for Manchester City, something like that. I just prefer taking Man City -1.5. We'll get a 3-1 win, 4-1 win, or 4-2, something like that. And then both our bets it.
That would make sense here. I mean, yeah, 3-1 and we ride off into the sunset.
Just not the sunset just yet. We have another game we're talking about that we have to worry about. So this is a Sunday game. We have Sheffield United are home against Brighton. And Sheffield United are +390. Looks like the best odds at home to win. Brighton are -160. The draw is +330. Over 2.5 goals is minus 170. Under 2.5 goals is plus 140. These teams just played 2-3 weeks ago in the FA Cup, I want to say it was. 5-2, Brighton absolutely smashed them. Sheffield United are coming off a surprising. We talked about that game last week, Luton Town, Sheffield United. Sheffield United somehow get the win at Luton Town. No thanks to, I guess your bet hit. You had the over in that one. My bet did not hit because it involved Luton Town money line. But injury-wise, João Pedro's out for Brighton. Hinchelwood, who has been starting a bunch, he's also out. I think that's the main things there, the new ones. I guess they could actually get Adingra back. He hasn't been available for a while. He had an injury, went to AFCON, returned during AFCON.
One
AFCON. Yeah, for Ivory Coast. He had two assists, I believe, in the final.
Yeah,
so they get Adingra back, which is a nice little boost for him. Just another attacking piece, which they've kind of missed a bunch. Sheffield United are Sheffield United. I'm not sure what they're say here, but they're coming off a win. So
shots fired.
They're coming off a win, and now they're home. Can they prevent Brighton from scoring 5 goals again? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, I'm going to go back. I mentioned this like two shows ago, but this is the kind of I've never seen a club eviscerated like I saw Robbie Earl. I think eviscerate Sheffield United when they got smoked by, I think it was Aston Villa 2 weeks ago, and he said there's 20 teams in this league and 19 are competitive. I was like, wow, you didn't have to go that hard. Right?
And then they won at
and then they won the next week. I was like, I mean, yeah, maybe it didn't hold up, but maybe they heard him. I don't know.
That quote was probably up in the locker room is what we'll say.
Yeah, I mean, that was after, you know, giving up 2 goals to West Ham, 5 goals to Brighton in the FA Cup, 3 goals to Crystal Palace, and giving up 5 to Aston Villa. They did beat Luton Town. I was a little bit surprised by that one. But overall, they've given up 31 goals at home. 31 goals. They've only scored 12. 31 goals at home is probably more than, I think, you know, the top four have given up total. I'd have to double check that. But, like, yeah, Arsenal's given up 22 goals overall, 23 for Liverpool, 25 for Man City. And here we have Sheffield United giving up 31 goals at home. On the other side of that, you look at Brighton. You know, they've been a little bit – they've also – away from home, they've not been that great. They have a total of 12 points in 12 matches. They've given up 25 goals. That all leads me to believe that there might be a couple goals. And you even look at recent form here. There's been, you know, 5 goals against Palace, 4 total goals against Luton Town, which they lost, which is a bad bet. I mean, that's not a great look for Brighton. 7 goals in a win over Sheffield United in the FA Cup. So there's been quite a few goals in all their matchups. Leads me to believe, I kind of like this bet quite a bit, but I went over 3.5 plus 140. You're getting great odds. You know, as I mentioned, the last time out, they played 5-2. I will say, caveat that with they played back in November, and that was at Brighton. That game ended 1-1, so not quite as many goals, but I just don't see where we get that a similar result. So I like a, you know, 3-1 Brighton here for a plus 140.
You're not a Bladesman then?
Notably, no.
they took off. They took out Chris Wilder, took off Austin Trusty from the starting 11, and it turned into a win for him. So shouts to the Americans and making the difference there and moving out of the Sheffield United lineup.
Rock Hard center backs out of the USA, so probably the right move.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, disagree with what you're saying with Brighton, with the over. Brighton seemed to allow a ton of goals, although they've been a little better, just playing a little more defensive in some of these games, though. Maybe not not as recent. I guess you won your Tottenham money line bet against Brighton last week. That was, they got that they got the stoppage time winner against Brighton, so they're going to need to bounce back there. So a pretty big spot here for Brighton, just in terms of just getting points and staying at a relevant place in the table. But again, I'm kind of feeling myself a little bit with this bet. I made this bet minutes. I wrote down this bet minutes after I won my Real Sociedad race to five corners bet. Wow. So this is the same kind of thing here. So Sheffield United race to five corners plus 310. And, you know, this is a bet no one's going to take. Who wants to bet on Sheffield United corners? I think the assumption here, though, with Brighton is that, you know, last season, kind of like Newcastle, it's like, okay, Brighton, they're going to get 70% possession. They're going to rack up 10 corners every game as they try and just dominate the ball, try to rack up opportunities. But that really hasn't been happening for the past couple months, past few months even, just because of these injuries kind of hurting how they play a little bit. So I'm kind of looking at that. And then as you were talking, I had to pull up some numbers here. And Brighton away from home are actually pretty mediocre at winning corners. Where is it? I just had this up. Brighton away from home averaged three corners per away match this season. That number is kind of surprising, but that's what the numbers say here. Brighton, three corners away from home. That is the second worst number in the league, only above Sheffield United. So clearly, the corners aren't happening for Brighton away from home for whatever reason. Maybe from what I said, it's not the same as last season. And let's take a plus 300, plus 310 bet on it. Let's see what happens here. Sheffield United, maybe some confidence, got that Luton Town win. Now they're back at home. All the Bladesmen faithful will be behind them. I just like the odds here. Plus 310, Sheffield United race to five corners. Maybe Brighton doesn't get to five corners, but maybe Sheffield United does. So
you're an absolute madman for this bet. I love it. Well, the plus 310, that'll get you. We'll get right back to even, I think, if this one hits.
Yeah, as you noticed with our, if you're looking at our records here, we're both down. I'm only one pick better than you, but I'm up about 600 more bucks. So that's because I got these plus 300s in here.
Yeah, he's a little bit more gumption over there on that other screen.
A little bolder here with my bets here. But, yeah, well, I'll take the over 3.5 goals, plus 140. That's your bet. And then let's just get a back-and-forth game. But Sheffield United get a few more corners. Maybe we'll get, James McAtee and Gustavo Hammer just racking up set pieces kind of thing. We'll get Ivo Gerbich back in at goalkeeper for West Fotheringham following his concussion, something like that. Sheffield United, you know, could they get back-to-back wins? Maybe.
Let's just say we'll be locked in on the corners on Sunday morning. We'll be double-checking the corners to see how that's transpiring.
We will be. Will there be a sweat? Maybe. It could be Brighton 5-0 corners in the first 30 minutes. Maybe there will be no sweat. We'll see.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, we got our team parlay here. And again, this is another one where we actually both had the same bet. But you change yours up. I changed the other one up. You changed your bet up. So you're looking at the Arsenal are at Burnley on Saturday, I believe. Yes.
The fun part about putting together the parlay bet, and, you know, we did hit it last week. So, you know, credit to us here. First time in a while. But the best part about it is that you get to select from any of the games. You know, you're not picking from, you know, one of three games here. You can go and look at the other seven and do a bit of work. I think I originally had one that you went with, and then I was like, okay, let's Let's look at some favorites. We've got Liverpool, decent favorites at Brentford on Saturday. I had one for that and then quickly switched off of it because I didn't like it as much. But I think we've got Arsenal traveling to Burnley. Burnley, you know, coming off a loss, I believe, last weekend, yeah, to Liverpool. They've been, you know, pretty much oscillating between draws and losses. They drew Fulham, you know, lost to Man City recently. So that's 2-3-1 losses to the two top sides. Drew Luton Town, and then I think they had another couple other results that were not great. But I'm like, Arsenal, they're coming off 6-0, just smoked West Ham. That game was over within what felt like minutes. And so I'm going with Arsenal here. I like them big time. It's just like a three-headed race here for the title. This is, by the way, you know, just appreciation for this league here. This is the first time in probably like 8 years that we've got like a three-team title race here, you know, all the way to mid-February. And we'll likely have it, you know, at least a couple more weeks unless if no one trips up here. So, you know, it's been a really wonderful season with Arsenal, Liverpool, and City both competing at an incredibly high level. But I like Arsenal here against Burnley. Burnley just doesn't have the quality. They gave Liverpool a really tough time last week, at least in the first half. Maybe a decision went against them, I kind of thought, on one of the goals. But I like Arsenal. They just continue the goal scoring. They're -1.5. It's -120. I'm going to bang that, and hopefully we keep this parlay going.
You aren't worried about Burnley at home? Didn't they look like a better team at Liverpool last week for the first 10 minutes?
For the first 45, I think,
And now you're betting against them. They look better than Liverpool, the league leaders, and now you're betting against them?
90-minute match, my dude. It's, you know, like, they can look good for 45, but you got to play 90.
Yeah, I mean, Burnley are maybe a little better than they were earlier in the season, I guess is what I'll say. But I think just in a game against Arsenal, I think that, like, this is a fine bet, Arsenal -1.5. Because just against a team like Arsenal, against a team like Manchester City, you're just not – it's not the same as, like, okay, Burnley are home against, you know, a team that just doesn't possess the ball as much, because, you know, Arsenal, Manchester City, just teams that are going to 70% possession plus kind of thing. So it just limits your opportunities, limits what you do. So I think you kind of throw out against the Arsenals, against the Man Cities, you kind of throw out the form of the improvement. And I think it's just going to be, I'm kind of where you're at, where I think it's going to be it's like another 3-1 game, probably. Maybe Burnley get one off the corner kind of thing. Maybe they show some life at home. Maybe Vincent Kompany's going to have his boys riled up for this one. We'll see. But there he is. First part of the parlay, Arsenal -1.5 is -120. And the pick that Chris actually matched me on was Newcastle, home against Bournemouth, -120. Newcastle money line there. So these are both -120 bets. The team parlay is +236. So Newcastle at home, you know, one of the things we talked about all season, Newcastle at home. You know, they've kind of fallen off a little bit in the past month or so, partly because of injuries, but for the most part, they have their guys that they've had. Callum Wilson, I assume he's going to be ready. I think he picked up like some abdomen issue. Anthony Gordon returned earlier than expected, but I think this bet is a little more based off of Bournemouth haven't really looked, as good as some of the numbers would suggest. In their past couple of games, I think it was in the first half against West Ham. They dominated West Ham. They're up 1-0, and then they've kind of fallen back. I'm not sure what exactly has happened since then, but they've just kind of fallen back in their last couple matches since then. And they didn't look very good against, I think that was last week at Fulham. Yeah, 3-1 at Fulham. Before that, they had the 1-1 game against Nottingham Forest. So this bet is kind of built into, okay, Newcastle are at home, and then Bournemouth, not sure what's happening with their drop in form here, but Newcastle money line -120, Arsenal -1.5, -120, Again, that's plus 236 odds on our team parlay. And if you're looking, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, we are below the $1,000 mark. So we're making our way along. I think as we said last week, we're gonna ride the wave now. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna ride the wave to be up money on this. So I know you like the Newcastle bet here, but
yeah,
is this post Saturday here? Are they at the same time? All right, so perfect.
Yeah, we can get that together. I did send Adam this minus 120 money line bet for Newcastle. So we're pretty lockstep there.
All right. You got any other thoughts here before we go on game week 25? We got the double game weeks. We got Liverpool with the double game week, Manchester City with the double game week, and Luton Town and Brentford, I guess you could say as well. But what do you think here? What's the table going to look like at the end of game week 25? You think Liverpool are going to win both matches? Home against Luton Town is next midweek, but they're at Brentford this weekend. So are they going to be top of the table still at the end of game week 25?
Could be. I think Brentford's a bit of a trickier one. I think they drew them 3-3 there last year.
Think they lost. Yeah. I saw they interviewed Harvey Elliott, and he was talking about the last time they were at, G-Tech? Last time they were at G-Tech, it was a 3-1 loss, I believe.
Okay. And then the home game must have been 3-3 or so. But Brentford gives them a tough time. I mean, I love watching Neil Mappe against other teams. I loved him doing the James Madison celebration against Tottenham. It feels like I wish I could get like an anytime Mappe bet down, but it feels like anytime you love to watch him like kind of just be a funny guy against other teams. But when he does it against your team, you're a little less inclined to love it. So it feels like we might be primed for something like that. I'm a little worried for sure, but a quick double game week here. I think they got three matches in 7 days. So it should be interesting. But yeah, if you're playing FPL or Fantrax or whatever, you know, maybe take into consideration if you can get anyone in. TAA is out. You can get a Connor Bradley on FPL for, I think, 4.1, which is a pretty good play. I don't know. We got a bunch of matches this week. So get in there, get all that good content on rotowire.com.
Yeah, Brentford won 3-1 last season. And then I think it was kind of like the Brentford, the Thomas Frank were put onto the scene 2 years ago, that 3-3 game. It was early in the season, two seasons ago, when it was like, oh, okay, Brentford, this is a real team here. I think that was kind of what put them on, at least on my radar, a little bit more. So two-way matches, 1 point for Liverpool. So a pretty big spot. You can definitely see some fights going. You can definitely see Mappe just, you know, trying to get in Van Dijk's head kind of thing, or Konate, because we've seen Konate pick up.
It'd be more likely to be Konate.
Yeah, that's true. That'll be a fun one. Okay. So it's 7:30. Okay, you got to get up at 4:30 to watch that one. So on vacation. So good luck.
Might be a catch up replay.
Yeah, that'll be a tough one. I got to look at some bets for that one. But Chris, thank you for the show. You got you got the week off coming up, so we're gonna get you from a remote location next week. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed that you know we're on more than a 56K dial up kind of a thing. So we'll see what happens. At the Airbnb.
I'll be at an Airbnb. Demands were that they have Wi-Fi and a hot tub, and those are my
that's all you need.
Yeah. So.
And you know, cable or some kind of TV Peacock subscription or something like that. Yeah, though I guess
that's standard protocol.
Yeah,
you gotta have that.
Yeah, you can find Chris at CHRO8 on Twitter. I'm at Roto's Direct. Also follow RotoWire Soccer at RotoWire Soccer. This has been Game Week 25 in the Premier League. Thank you for listening. Again, we were talking before the show. We got another month until the international break here, so we're gonna be back. We're gonna keep being back here every week with this show, with our winning bets for the ultimate goal of 8-0. Chris was 3-1 last week, I believe. I was 2-2. So we're fighting through towards the end of the season here. And I guess when I say end of the season, we got a few more months left. But thank you for watching. Good luck on your bets, Chris. Have fun on the slopes. We'll see everyone next week.
Thanks, Adam.